Oh yeah, the lock-in effect is real, and I'm going to explain what it looks like today for Americans that are trapped in their homes right now. So American homeowners are trapped. There's no other way to put it. Prisoners in their own houses, and the government knows this. For the last 3 years, a crisis has been freezing the American housing market from the inside out, and nobody in power is doing anything about it. So if you bought a home before 2022, you're sitting on about 3% mortgage rates right now, right? If you sell, you lose it. And if you move, you trade it for about a 6.5%, almost 7% mortgage that could cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars or more over the life of that loan. So you stay put. No upgrading, no downsizing, nothing. You just stay trapped. Even if you wanted to move, you wanted to move to Florida? Sorry, you're staying put. You're staying put in Nebraska. But if you're a buyer, it's even worse, because you're totally locked out from entering the market at all. Prices are still near all-time highs. Rates are stuck well above 6% with no change in sight. Inventory is frozen. An entire generation of Americans is being told, just wait. This is what analysts are calling the lock-in effect, and it's creating the largest generational wealth divide in modern American history. Here's an example. Let's say you bought a $400,000 home back in 2021 with a 3% interest rate. Your monthly payment is about $1,686, $1,600. So for most people, this is manageable. It's comfortable even. But fast forward to today, 2026, your family has grown. You need more space. You want to sell and you want to buy a $500,000 home. Same loan amount, basically. But the 30-year rate now is 6.48%. Your new monthly payment on that $500,000 home at 6.48% is now $3,162. That means your payment doubled from the home that's only $100,000 more expensive. See the problem here? So you want to upgrade, you had some kids, you're not going crazy, you're not buying a mansion, you just wanted to upgrade the house a little bit, $100,000 difference. Now your mortgage rate doubles? So what do? Well, you don't sell and you just make it work for now. So you convert the garage into an office, you buy bunk beds and have your kids share a room, because the financial penalty of moving is so severe that it's actually irrational to sell in this market. How crazy is that? And if this sounds all too familiar, you're not alone. It's been estimated that about 20% of U.S. mortgage holders have rates below 3%. However, as Redfin has confirmed, right now, the share of homeowners with mortgage rates above 6% now outnumbers those with rates below 3%. That means the lock-in effect, while still massive, is starting to shift. But here's the thing. For millions of homeowners, the damage is already done. They've been frozen in place for 3 or 4 years now. 3 years of no mobility, no upgrading, no following job opportunities to other cities, no moving to a better school district, no maybe even downsizing their home because, you know, the kids left and they're empty nesters now, so they're staying put. And that means other families that would like to move into that kid-friendly neighborhood don't move there, and that kid-friendly neighborhood now becomes a bunch of empty nesters. It's exactly what happened to a neighborhood right near us. They had to close an elementary school because there's not enough kids, because the older folks whose kids are now off in college are staying put. They're staying in those houses where most of them might move to Florida or something else, you know, downsize into a ranch-style house because their knees are bad. They don't want to go up and down stairs. But they're staying put. So that 5-bedroom house that's now 3 of the bedrooms are vacant because their kids are gone, they're just staying put. And families can't move in. And they're closing elementary schools. Isn't that crazy? So the market data proves it. What's all of this is happening. In April of 2026, nearly 6% of all homes listed for sale in America were pulled off the market. That's the highest delisting rate since the pandemic froze the economy in March 2020. Sellers listed their homes, couldn't find buyers at the prices they need, so they just gave up. Raymond James just called the 2026 housing market frozen, not broken. Inventory has improved modestly, rising to about 1.4 million units or 4.4 months worth of supply. But that still leaves the market well short of what's needed for a healthy housing market. Now here's where this goes from a housing problem to a wealth transfer. Because while this lock-in effect is impacting current homeowners, it's also locking an entire generation out of the main wealth-building mechanism that Americans have used for decades. And Redfin analyzed census data and found that boomer empty nesters, those couples whose kids have grown and moved out, hold 28% of all three plus bedroom homes in the United States. Like I was just saying. So they don't need that. They don't need those extra bedrooms. Their kids are gone. They're getting married. Like they're not coming back to that room anymore. That's nearly 30% of homes that should have changed hands by now, just being held by homeowners who under normal circumstances would have downsized by now. But who can blame them? Downsizing in today's market means trading their 3% mortgage for a 6.5% mortgage on a smaller home that somehow costs more per month. You've all heard us report the dollar is losing value every day. Our national debt is out of control, and you can bet no one in Washington or Wall Street is worrying about your finances or how you'll be able to afford retirement. That's why you and only you need to become financially independent. It's the only way to break free from the system. Now, if you're wondering how, here's a method that's been proven time and time again. Real estate has created more millionaires than any other investment type in history. And it's exactly how Natalie and I broke free as well. We're able to do this because we aren't dependent on a boss, the stock market, or whatever nonsense Washington triggers. And you can do the very same thing. Now, your path will probably look different from ours, and figuring out your next steps can be tricky, especially if you're just getting started. So we built a 60-second quiz that shows you exactly where you stand as an investor and gives you simple, clear next steps for moving forward. So stop wishing that you had a portfolio full of performing assets. Take action. Start building one right now, today. You can take the quiz while you're listening to this episode, okay? All you need to do is go to redacted.inc/quiz, and the link is right there on your screen. Again, redacted.inc/quiz. Meanwhile, millennial parents who actually need those three-bedroom homes for growing families own just 16%. And Gen Z parents own less than 1% of those larger homes. I mean, Redfin is calling this phenomenon the great housing mismatch. Boomers hold nearly twice as many large homes as the generations that actually need them. And not because boomers are greedy, but because the system has made it financially punishing for them to sell. The lock-in effect has created this generational gridlock where the homes are in the wrong hands. Not by choice, but by economic circumstances. And for the millennials and Gen Zers trying to buy for the first time, they're competing for a shrinking pool of affordable starter homes that barely exist anymore. So the median listing price in America right now is $429,000. That's after a 2.4% year-over-year drop. That's the sharpest annual decline in 9 years. 7 consecutive months of falling prices. But even with prices falling, the monthly payment is still crushing with rates hovering around 6.5%. So on the surface, this seems like it's just a housing problem. But the truth is, this is a much bigger problem, much bigger than housing. It's a full-blown wealth crisis. Homeownership has been the primary engine of middle-class wealth building in America for decades, and right now that engine is seized. The people who got in before 2022 are sitting on climbing equity, low payments, and growing net worth, and everyone else is sitting on the sidelines. And every year, the lock-in effect persists. The gap widens. Now here's where it gets interesting, because in May of 2026, home prices posted their sharpest year-over-year drop in 9 years. Realtor.com said that the national median listing price has been falling for 7 straight months. Price per square foot has dropped in 35 of the 50 largest markets. Memphis saw prices plunge 13%. Buffalo dropped 11%. Austin, which went from the hottest market in the country to the coldest, with price per square foot falling 8.3%. And the typical home now takes 10 more days to sell than it did a year ago. And we have a new report from Seeking Alpha, which shows that foreclosures just hit a 6-year high and mortgage delinquencies are rising. So clear signs of a market that is under stress. Redfin's chief economist, Daryl Fairweather, said that we're in the middle of a long-term housing market correction, not a housing market crash. So, and she says prices are leveling out, mortgage rates are steady, and affordability is improving good. But even if that improvement they're describing, it's still marginal. Sure, the market isn't crashing, but it's not recovering either. It's stuck in this weird, like, frozen purgatory right now, where sellers can't sell at the prices they need. Buyers can't buy at the rates they can afford. They don't want to double their payment. So when the market is locked up like this, nobody can sell, nobody can buy. And when inventory is frozen, rental demand has nowhere to go but up. And if you own the rental property, you're the one collecting those rent checks. While everyone else is chasing the unlikely American dream of buying their home, smart investors are buying rental properties in markets that make sense right now. And here's the beauty of real estate in a frozen market. Your mortgage is fixed. Truly doesn't matter what the market does. Your payment stays the same. If rates go up, your payment doesn't change. If prices fall, your payment doesn't change. The market freezes, your tenant still pays rent. So you're immune to the lock-in effect because you're not trying to sell anything. You're holding. But the rental properties that I own, I'm never selling those things. Ever. The financial media is busy telling you, wait for rates to drop. Everyone is waiting to see what will happen under, you know, the new Fed chair, Kevin Warsh. Meanwhile, the people who understand cash flow and are buying properties that will generate income for decades, regardless of what happens with rates at the Federal Reserve. So what can you do to avoid falling on the wrong side of this divide? First, stop waiting for 3% mortgage rates. They're gone. I know that's hard to hear, but the days of 3% mortgage rates are not coming back. They're not the 18% rates that we had in the early 80s. But we're never getting 3 again. Inflation is too high. National debt is too high. So if your entire strategy is I'll buy when the rates drop back down to 3%, you're going to be locked out forever. It's not going to happen. The next step is to figure out how to buy cash flowing real estate in the right markets. I'm talking about markets where the rent covers the mortgage, taxes, insurance, property management, still puts money in your pocket every month. I have entire videos on this channel for free that help you dive into finding the right markets, how to come up with a down payment, and so much more. So tell me in the comments, what is your biggest roadblock to buying rental real estate right now? And we'll try to direct you to a resource that can help you. I have a team that will answer your questions, will guide you in the right direction, and help you. Because here's the thing, the lock-in effect is creating an enormous pool of renters, as millions of Americans who would be buying homes are unable to do so. This means rental demand is at historic highs. For many reasons, there's never been a more important time to make sure you have assets. And now, there's never been a better time to own rental properties. When the lock-in effect finally breaks, it will break. It won't be because rates drop back to 3%. It's not happening. It'll be because homeowners were forced to sell, unfortunately. Divorce, death, job loss, foreclosure, life circumstances that don't care about mortgage rates. And when that happens, inventory floods the market. Prices drop further. And the people who are unprepared are going to get crushed. But the people who are prepared, the people who are already owning cash flowing real estate, they're positioned to weather any storm because their tenants pay the mortgage, their properties generate income regardless of what the market does. And when prices drop in overheated markets, they're in a position to buy more. So look, the lock-in effect is real. It's only widening the generational wealth divide that we're seeing. You can stay trapped waiting for rates that aren't coming back, or you can step up. Start buying cash flowing real estate. Let the same forces that are trapping everyone else work in your favor. So if you're ready to understand the retirement system and the same way that wealthy people understand it, then I want you to watch this next video here on the channel. I break down exactly how the 401k trap works and why your retirement account might be the single biggest wealth transfer mechanism in American history. You're not going to want to miss that video. Thank you so much for subscribing to the channel, and we'll see you next time.